This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I am here at the Iowa State Capitol for Iowa Wind Energy Day. And I am with Harold Pryor, who is the Executive Director of the Iowa Wind Energy Association. How are you?
I'm very good.
You are hosting an annual conference in March.
Right.
And tell me a little bit about the conference and sort of what the key topic areas will be.
Sure, happy to. Our conference is March 25th, 26th, 27th. That's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We always have it the week after Easter because that's when our congressional delegation in Washington are on Easter recess. And we have a very good track record in attracting a good number of the six members of the Iowa congressional delegation to come and talk to our membership and give us an update on public policy issues from Washington. And so we're very hopeful. This will be our sixth annual conference. It's now just called the Iowa Wind Power Conference. We'll be at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines. We're expecting up to 65 exhibitors from all types of different vendors. We'll have 2 days full of informational programming and breakout sessions and general session speakers talking about the future of the wind energy industry, you know, what we need to do to move the PTC extension further forward. And as much as anything, try to be a central part of the United States regional conference to find ways to further educate the attendees, to help them network. One of the biggest things is people understand this is a relatively young industry in terms of historical terms when you look at industry's history. And as a young industry, one of the best things we can do as an association is help these members network with each other, help them find each other. And one of the benefits is actually exhibitors talking to other exhibitors. And it's marvelous to see the interaction that's going on. One of the really neat things, you know, last year we had a neat thing. We brought in a 140-foot turbine blade and let people sign the thing at the conference, and that was a huge draw in the exhibit hall. This year, actually, one of our brand-new members and brand-new vendors is going to bring in a helicopter. We're going to suspend a helicopter from the ceiling beams of Exhibit Hall C, and one of the support pillars, we're going to put a short section of a show blade so that it kind of mirrors or kind of represents what their service will actually do, which is high-pressure spraying with a helicopter in the air, a turbine blade.
So are they going to let me get in that helicopter and take a picture then?
Probably not, since it's about 6 feet in the air, but you'll have to talk to the folks with the Aeris Corporation about that.
Well, Domestic Fuel will be at the conference, and we're excited, but I think we should make mention that, you know, consumers can register to come to this conference as well, and farmers and just interested persons besides just industry members.
Absolutely. I mean, we would love to have as many people at our conference as possible. I mean, you know, one of our four main goals as an association is to continue to educate the general public about the benefits of the wind energy industry, and for the general public to also help them understand the potential benefits of what we call the small and distributed wind energy, you know, the small wind turbine that the farmer could potentially buy to offset their electricity use at the livestock confinement or grain drying operation, you know, the school that could build a wind turbine to free up some general fund money to help with their education of kids, the small business that might be able to do the same kind of thing. And, you know, it's a $156 million a year industry in the United States, and unfortunately Iowa's not a leader in that respect because we don't have policies that are quite good enough in terms of the compensation level back to the small producer. And so that's one of the main efforts this year in our legislative platform is really try to make some progress in getting more reasonable rates of return for the production of the small producers, make the economics of those projects look better.
Great. And Harold, where can people go to get more information about your association and your work and your conference?
Sure. We have a website located at iowawindenergy.org. So if they just go in and they can Google us too and they'll find us. Or they can just type in www.iowawindenergy.org, and they'll see our website, our homepage, and then they can go get all kinds of Iowa wind facts. They can find out more things about, unless if they're not a member, you know, they won't see all the details of the membership list, but they'll at least see the name and the corporate entity as a membership list. Lots of other just bits of information, opportunity to join our association. Our membership rates are very reasonable. For an individual to join is only $200 a year. And actually, if somebody wanted to join, we have very significant discounts on attendance. So if somebody who's not a member registers to attend the entire conference, the cost would be $300. If they're a member, it's only $175. And so they almost recover their membership, you know, just by virtue of going to the conference. And, you know, we again, would love to have as many people as possible. We've been very successful recently in enrolling a number of county boards of supervisors because they understand the positive economic impact. And they want to get more wind turbines located in their county. We have farmer members, we have small wind, we have corporate wind, we have major component manufacturers, law firms, insurance companies, colleges, community colleges, private schools, you name it. We're very diverse. Anybody with an interest in the wind energy industry can be a member and has a place in this organization to help move this industry forward. If people are environmental or climate advocates, this is a great place for them. The wind energy industry uses no water for cooling, which is especially important in a drought circumstance like we find ourselves in now. And actually, you know, we don't create any pollutants. I mean, we contribute to taking so much CO2 and nitrous oxide and harmful things out of the air, assuming we displace coal-fired generation with the amount of electrical generation that wind is adding to the grid.
Well, great. Well, we'll check in with you before your conference and keep us up to date on how you're doing with your legislative initiative.